Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here from the Roswell Infinity Studios in Alpharetta at North Point Executive Suites. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the wonderful John Ray. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Great to be here.
Good to see you as well. How has your week been?
You know what? It's been a great week. It's a sunny week in Alpharetta when we're doing this show right now, and it's a lot of fun.
That's all that matters, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you've done another bang-up job scheduling three more business leaders to join us in the studio.
Thank you.
Joining us today, Jeff Smith from Assurance Financial Group, John Herbert from the Herbert Legal Group, and Scott Tanksley from Authenity. Did I get that right?
You got it.
See, that one, I got to take that one little pregnant pause before I say it to make sure I get it right. So those are our guests today. Quick reminder before we start that you can listen to any of our shows at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Follow us on Twitter at NorthFultonBRX. We'll be tweeting out live during this program as well. All right, Jeff Smith, Assurance Financial Group is here in the studio. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Tell us all about your company and what you guys do.
Man, you just hit me with the hard question right off the bat.
I know.
I was totally not expecting that.
Hopefully you can recover.
Assurance Financial, we're a mortgage bank, and we're really a correspondent lender, and that kind of makes us different than a lot of other banks in that we don't do checking accounts, we don't do savings accounts, all we do are residential home loans. So we're kind of a small bank. We have about 120 people. We're based out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we have a nice small office here in North Fulton.
What's the difference, Jeff, between a mortgage bank and a broker?
Well, so brokers are kind of like an independent sales rep. A mortgage broker is going to be able to take their client, and they're going to shop them around amongst a bunch of different banks and find them a really great rate. A bank is actually going to look at their own, they have their own product and their own rate, and that's all they can sell you. The bad thing about, well, I won't say the bad thing because there's a lot of great brokers out there actually, but one of the hard things about being a broker is once they get their clients in the door, they hand them off for the processing to the big bank. The good thing about the bank is if you're working for a bank, you have all the processing and the underwriting and the decision-making, everything's in-house, and so you have the ability to be closer to the decision makers and know what's going on. And so we're kind of like a hybrid between the two in that we fund our own loans. We do all the underwriting. However, we have those same relationships with those other banks that the brokers do, so we can shop the rate. They just tell us that they guarantee they'll buy the loan if we agree to sell it to them later. So in that way, we're really kind of a hybrid between those two.
Now, Jeff, a lot of people these days say, it's tough to get a loan because regulations are too tight. So how do you respond to that?
Well, back in the old days, it was a little more Wild West, and you just had to have paper. And it didn't really matter what was on the paper. You just had to have some kind of paper. That environment, to me, I personally kind of enjoy this environment. There are a lot more rules, and the pendulum clearly swung the other way. And everybody in Washington after the big breakdown was lighting their hair on fire to try and show all the voters how vigilant they were against these banks. So there's a lot of regulations in there. The federal government also bought Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So they write the rules now. And they are using those rules in a lot of different ways to make people provide paperwork and report different things on their tax returns that they used to. But if you know the rules and you know how what those rules are and you know how to ask your clients those for that information, then it's a pretty simple process. But if you don't know the rules, then you get yourself into a position where you're asking them for paperwork one day. 3 days later, the underwriter tells you you need something else. You go back to them, and that process repeats itself. And that's where you hear people pulling their hair out about their mortgage lender. So we make we work very hard to try and understand what the new rules are, every new regulation, so that we can ask our client right up front for all the right things once instead of asking them repeatedly over the entire loan process.
We're talking with Jeff Smith with Assurance Financial Group, and they specialize in home loans. residential home loans. And right now, Jeff, I mean, the market's pretty tight. I mean, houses don't stay on the market very long. There's not a whole lot of, you know, when homes are for sale, there's offers made right away. Not a whole lot of houses being built, especially in North Fulton. So what's business like today for your company?
You would be amazed. It is a battle out there. If you want to go get a house, it is an absolute battle. And I'm not even joking. I've got people putting an offer on a house and they're one of five. I had one where they were one of eight that were fighting for a house. They're all offering the same price. So when you're offering the same price for a house, the list price, all of a sudden it comes down to special things where people are, I've seen people write letters talking about how they would be the perfect tenant for this house. They would take care of it just the way they did. And, you know, it would be the perfect neighbor to all their neighbors. I mean, people are going to great lengths these days to try and get a house because the inventory is so tight in Atlanta. We had 90,000 people move to the metro area last year. And that's a good thing, right? These are all great problems to have. These are problems associated with success. And we had 90,000 people move to Atlanta last year. We had 17,000 unit home starts last year. So I'm not saying all 90,000 people are going to be buying houses. You've got families and everything else associated in there. But the point is that you can see how inventory is going down pretty quickly. And there's a lot of competition for houses right now.
But you also have interest rates really low as well. So that kind of feeds into the frenzy.
Well, it does. And for the last 3 years, we've been saying they're at historic lows, which they are. They've never been this low in the history of the mortgage industry. And for the last 3 years, we keep telling everybody, better hurry up and buy because next month they're going up.
Well, they're obviously listening to you.
Yes, they are. But here we are 3 years later and they're still at the same rate. So, you know, a lot of that has to do with the economy and global economic conditions and what's happening in, you know, believe it or not, what's happening in China and the Middle East affects our interest rates here at home in a very indirect way. So, I know I don't make predictions anymore on what rates are going to do, but I could tell you everything that's happened in the last 2 years that brought us here now.
So, Jeff, you one thing I find interesting about you is you put out a newsletter that's actually, if I can say so, worth reading because it's got interesting content. In fact, I used it as an example at one point for my readers. Oh. And
thank you, John.
And you also write for the you got picked up by the Appen newspapers, so you're featured every week in the Appen newspapers, and you write about some interesting developments that are going on around town. So talk a little bit about your newsletter and what you put in it, and because some of our listeners may be interested in subscribing.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate you asking me that tough question, and I also appreciate you making that compliment. It means a lot coming from you. Mm. When I started my newsletter, didn't want to be like every other mortgage lender and send out a newsletter about interest rates because our good friend Lee Dornberg told me a long time ago, Jeff, you're the only one in this room that cares about interest rates right now. Which he wasn't right. There was one person looking to buy a house and they were interested. But other than that, he was probably right. And last thing people want to do when they get home at the end of a day and they've been working all day is learn about my job. And so I started writing about, really, it's no big secret or genius. I just look at all the other newspapers. I'm an avid reader. I'm a news junkie. So I read all the local newspapers and I find a good development or something that's going on. I focus on real estate. And a lot of people are very interested in what's going up, what's going on in Sandy Springs, what's going up in North Fulton, what's that red dirt over there, what's happening there. So I just started writing about that stuff, and people seem to take an interest in it, and that's a good thing. But now when you do it every week, and once I got picked up by a local paper, all of a sudden now it was a great thing that Appen Newspapers, and I know Ray and Christine, they're great folks, and it was nice of them to allow me to write in that. But now I've got to do it every week or else. Now I've got a deadline every week I've got to cover. So it's an animal.
Yeah. So what's your open rate for your newsletter?
My open rate, it goes out to about just over 2,000 people now. And it is about 23-24%. And it spikes sometimes up to 30. I've seen it go up to 30%.
So that's way above the average. So anyone out there that's listening to this program that does their own newsletter should look at Jeff's as a model for a newsletter that actually gets open, because that is the name of the game, right? To get your newsletter opened and read.
That was the original intent of the newsletter. That's right. Exactly right.
Cool. Very cool.
Otherwise, it's just a time-consuming diary is basically what he'd be doing if it's
That's
not
right.
being opened. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, obviously, having grown up in the area, you know the real estate market, you know the area, so that gives you a lot of credibility, and obviously is something that you can bring to your clients and customers that you really do know the area, and you're very involved in the community, not just the newsletter that John spoke of, but you're involved with the chamber. Talk about your chamber relationship and all the other things that you do in the community, especially the business community.
Well, one of the great things about my job, and I used to work a corporate job where every second spent away from the office and in my community was not good for my business. Now I have a job where the more I'm in the community, the more I'm involved, it's good for business too. So I have the luxury of being able to do that. And I do get involved. And really, I just kind of hang out, and there's a need somewhere, somebody brings it up. At the Chamber of Commerce, Brandon Beach, the president, said they needed some more business people on the education committee. And so I raised my hand. I just showed up, and they gave me a bunch of stuff to do, like they will do when you first get there. And I just put my head down, got a great team of folks that I knew. We put on a couple new events. And last year, they made me, letting no good deed go unpunished, they made me the chairman of the education committee. And so we work with the schools here, the K-12 schools in North Fulton, basically as a chamber of commerce saying we're a business organization, what can we do to help and what kind of things that we can do. So we really work to put businesses and schools together in mutually beneficial partnerships and relationships. And if anybody wants to get involved with their local school, I strongly encourage it. There's a lot of different ways to get involved other than just donating a check. You can volunteer. You can offer your expertise to that school. You can offer your expertise and they'll fold it into their curriculum. Go to your local school, say, hey, how can I help? How can I be of service? And most of our schools are very good at working with businesses. They know that at the end of the day, businesses also, they can help make it worth their while. Promoting them amongst the parents and teachers, getting the word out about their business, let everybody know, hey, this business helped our school. Let's give them a shot at your business if you need that. And plus, it's always the old adage, you know, do good work in your community. I think it's a Rotary and Kiwanis type thing. Just do good work in your community. Good things are going to happen to you. And so I have gotten involved in that way.
So hand in hand with education is workforce development. So you're heavily involved in that aspect of what the chamber's up to as well, right?
Well, I am. Gary Campbell with Higher Dynamics is really heading that thing. And he thought it would be a good idea to have the chairman of the education committee on the steering committee for workforce development. So whereas the chamber works with the schools on the through the education committee, workforce development really works with our businesses and says, you know, hey, what can we do in the way of helping customize the North Fulton workforce for your needs? The corporations here in North Fulton feed all of us in one way or another. And if we can, just like if we build up the schools, if we can help out those corporations, if we can go to them and say, hey, what can we do to customize the workforce and make you happy here in North Fulton? Number one, they're not going to want to go anywhere. Number two, we're going to be able to pull in new corporations. And number three, they're going to thrive. And they have been mining data for the last 2.5 years, working specifically in the healthcare and technology industries. And they found a lot of shortages of jobs that we're not providing. There are a lot of $60,000, $80,000 jobs that somebody coming right out of high school could go get a 2-year degree or certification and go get and start working immediately for $60,000 to $80,000. And those needs are not being met right now. And so that's one thing that workforce development is really working on at the chamber to try and mine that data, learn from the corporations what we can do, and then transfer that through the technical colleges and K-12 schools.
Jeff Smith is a mortgage banker, the name of the company, Assurance Financial Group. Jeff, for those that would like to find out more about your company, look into your services and products, where can they get more information?
Well, you can go to lendtheway.com. It's like Lead the Way, but we lend money, so it's lendtheway.com. And, you know, try and find, look at our Atlanta page. You can find out what we're doing there. If you're interested in the education stuff we're doing at the Chamber, you can go on their website and get in touch with them that way.
Great. Jeff, thanks for coming by and keep up the great work in the community as well.
Well, it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you. I'm anxious to see what these two guys have to say.
So are we. That's why we invited them into the studio. Jeff Smith with Assurance Financial Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. Want to let you know that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment when you purchase or service your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And of course, when you walk into the Roswell Infinity studio here, you've got the Roswell Infinity logo all over the wall. Our thanks to Apex Signs and Graphics. They did a really nice job not only producing this, but installing it as well in the studio.
Looks great. Everybody needs to check it out on social media, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Go there at North Fulton BRX. And what's your Twitter, John?
It is _John_Ray.
You had to think about it, didn't you?
I did have to think about that. You know, I've got a real complicated name, right?
So I know. Is it John Ray? Is it Ray John? Who knows?
That's right.
Again, thanks to Apex Signs and Graphics for the great work they did here in the studio. Our next guest from Herbert Legal Group, it's John Herbert, the managing partner. John, thanks for coming by, and tell us all about your firm. Hold on. Let me do my job. Turn your microphone on.
There you go.
Okay. Take two. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. Thank you, Mike and John, for having me. We appreciate it. We're proud to be a part of what you're doing here. It's very important here in North Fulton, and we want to lend you all the support that we can. We are a law firm specializing in business. There are a lot of law firms around North Fulton who do A, B, C, D, and business. Business seems to be always the last thing on the list. We decided to make it the only thing on our list. We moved out to North Fulton in 2013, and we came with the idea that we would do business and that we would do business at flat fees. So we are able to deliver legal services into places where legal services haven't been before. I started to notice my phone wasn't ringing, and of course, people are afraid that the clock is ticking when the phone is ringing. So it's taken some education in the community to teach them that they can call us and the clock is not ticking, that we can have that conversation, we can learn what their needs are, and that we can mutually decide on what a fee is going to be for the work to be done, and that's what we do.
That's important. Well, John, you're a perfect guest to have. Our listeners are business leaders, business executives, and business owners. What kind of legal services do you like to provide? Do you prefer to talk to businesses and maybe, as some attorneys may say, you know, we want to talk to them so they don't get into trouble and don't need our services later down the line because then it becomes more expensive? Or do you find that a lot of your work is helping business leaders that maybe try to take a shortcut, didn't do it the right way the first time, and now they're calling you up saying, help, I need you. I need you help.
Yeah, our clients come in all sizes and shapes when it comes to that. You know, it's difficult to overcome when you first introduce yourself to somebody and the response is, oh, well, I hope I never need you.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of is preventive law.
That's right.
You know, use me now. I'm a lot cheaper now than I will be later.
Well, not only that, I mean, you're the one I want to see coming through your door because that means good things are going on at your company. We practice what I call happy law. When everybody's happy, you're growing, you're getting started. But we do take care of people
Did you get that, Trey? Tweet that out. We practice happy law. We're making sure that goes out on Twitter.
Yeah, I thought that was a contradiction in terms, but I guess it all goes together. So thanks, John.
Well, look, I have to wake up and go to work every day, so you might as well do happy law.
There you go.
So flat fees.
Flat fees. So what we do is we will spend that hour with the client determining what needs to be done, just listening. We do a lot of listening. We don't propose there on the spot. We take in as much information as we can. Then we go back and we produce a proposal based on what they need. Maybe the client needs nothing, you know, but if I can't provide something for you in an hour, that's my problem. But in the long run, that hour I've spent with you is time invested, and hopefully the potential client or the client comes to me again because there's a trust there now.
Well, then, John, you've got a specific program you walk people through, though, on that hour, right? It's you call it Be Sure Business Review. Talk about that and how that unfolds with the client.
The idea of the Be Sure Business Review is that preventative law you were talking about, Mike. And John, the Be Sure Business Review is really a top-to-bottom look at everything that's going on with the company. Sometimes legal, sometimes otherwise. We look at your formation documents. We look at all of your licensing, your agreements, any premises issues you would have. That's not only liability, but whether you lease or whether you own your premises. We look at your technology, of course, your employment in HR. And we like to learn about your future plans as well, so we can help you now start to prepare to make those things happen. Another important thing is the line between your personal life and your business life when you're a business owner is a blurred line. And so we like to make sure that you're secure personally in areas such as your will, your estate planning, and those types of things. So we do offer some personal services to the businesses we work with.
So you go through this review, you identify problem areas, and then to address those problems that you identify, you offer flat fees the client, which is a little unusual. So talk about that, the flat fees that you offer for your services.
Well, the resultant document is a Be Sure business report. And in there, we work within the client's cash flow budget to produce documents that they need based on our review over time. And so if the client's budget is X, then we do X amount of work every month. Look, even if it takes a year for them to be up to date and everything secure and that they can be sure everything is there, it takes a year. But at least at that point, they're buttoned up. We do the important stuff first, and then we tick off things as we come to them on a monthly plan.
I've interviewed many, many attorneys and lawyers and legal firms over the years, and this is kind of something unique. Is this something that your firm kind of came up with, or is it something that has been around a little bit?
I'm sure there's few original ideas in the world, but it's something that we came up with. I was kicking it around in my head for several years when I was still doing some commercial litigation and hating my life. So when we moved to North Fulton, there's so many businesses out here, small and medium sized. We decided that we would implement this. It's a perfect breeding ground, if you will, for these types of services. And the beautiful thing is you don't get into the awkward conversation about, well, my time is worth this, because right then the client automatically tunes you out because they start doing calculations on what their time is actually worth. You just never have to have that awkward conversation about that or about that unexpected bill that comes in the mail that sets off all kinds of internal problems.
So go ahead.
I was just going to remind our listeners that we're talking with John Herbert, managing partner with Herbert Legal Group.
We want people to know who we're talking to. So
that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. So John, you've got a lot of small, medium-sized businesses that you deal with. Talk about some of the issues that you're seeing that are problem areas that maybe some of our listeners need to pay attention to in their business.
Well, there's one main area. Well, there's a couple of main areas. When it comes to formation, they want to make sure that all of their formation documents are done. That protects them in the long run for that rainy day that might come along. A lot of the new things that are coming down from the Department of Labor are going to be huge issues as overtime rules are changing as of December the 1st. The minimum for non-exempt overtime is being raised almost double to $47,476. That's going to create issues. You're going to have to see strategies like salary people having to be converted to hourly people if they make less than that amount. So it's a huge issue on employment. It's something the state is cracking down on as well as the federal government. So I would say the biggest liability facing small to medium-sized businesses today is that employment component.
And something we kind of touched upon earlier, to make what I would call an investment with you right now will probably save them a lot more money down the line to make sure they're doing things right the first time.
It does. And I mean, it's worth some peace of mind too.
Yeah.
And look, we are efficient. We do things all day. The reason we specialize in business and only business is so that we can be efficient, use technology that's available, and to deliver an affordable, reasonable price for, you know, services provided.
And you're based in Roswell.
That's correct.
But today with technology, are your clients mostly in this area or can you serve clients almost anywhere?
We serve clients right now in about 5 continents.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
But we love our North Fulton clients.
It's a good thing that we're all over the world with this show, right?
Well, it's funny. We've heard from listeners all over the world. We've actually had people come on shows and get clients from other countries, other continents, after being on the show.
Well, I'm looking for Australia, so if anybody's out there, let me know.
For all those Aussies out there, listen up. It's John Herbert with Herbert Legal Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. For those that would like to find out more about your practice and talk to you, get more details about your firm, where can they get all that information?
We are at herbertlegalgroup.com, and there you'll also have links to all of our social media.
And how big is the firm, by the way, John? Is it? Do you have associates?
Yes, we currently have 2 associates. We have a paralegal, a business development manager, and as of right now, a summer intern.
And I would think that you're a great starting point as well. Even if it's maybe not a part of law that you specialize in, you probably know somebody where you can kind of steer them in the right direction.
Look, we want to be your go-to law firm. So you call us when you need something. If we can't do it, we will help you find the resources to do that.
Go ahead and give the website again. Any phone number you want to give out as well?
That website again is herbertlegalgroup.com. And our phone number is 404-850-0180.
John, great stuff. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. John Herbert, the Herbert Legal Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. Quick reminder that we are broadcasting live from the North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta. North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need with offices you'll enjoy, all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. You can visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta and Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. And our third and final guest here on the program joins us from Authenity. I got to do the pregnant pause every time. Scott Tanksley, you just heard him in the background there. He's the founder of the company Authenity. Scott, tell us all about your company, because typically I can look at Herbert Legal Group and figure it out. And I'm a pretty smart cookie. I can figure out Assurance Financial Group, but Authenity, I need a little help.
There you go.
Not only saying it, but finding out what you do. So tell us all about the company.
So we really concentrate on the who of a company. What we're doing, we developed a communications tool. It's a software tool, puts teams in a real conversation. So we're actually connecting people to people, which is pretty novel these days. We're usually talking to machines. And we're doing that to help companies that have scaled. You know, scale is not a bad thing. You were good at something, or you are good at something. That brought more people on board. But scale usually creates distance and confusion around communication. And what we're doing is we built a cloud tool. Everybody knows the cloud is great for distribution. It's also great for input. We actually have teams talking to one another about a business issue. They hear one another, which is vitally important, but our tool is also aggregating all these team conversations. So you as a leader in a large company could get a feel for what the workforce sees on this issue.
Tell me about the name of the company and how you came up with that one. I got to ask the question.
Well, it's supposed to evoke authenticity. So Mike, good job. It's fine.
So when people stumble because they're thinking that word, you're okay with that.
It's okay.
It's a compliment.
That's what we mean. It's what we mean. That domain wasn't available. We would have gotten that. But it's really kind of a mashup of authentic community. We spend most of our lives at work, and it dominates a lot of our lives. But what we were finding, as much as I love technology too, is the technology is pulling people away at work. And we were trying to do something quickly for teams. And these are 30-minute conversations or less that would help them understand each person's contribution to the topic at hand. And so they get to know their teammates more. And again, the company and the leadership hears from their workforce in a faster way than some of the methods that are out there now.
Now, Scott, you've been called undercover boss in a box, okay, after the TV show. So tell us why you've been called undercover boss in a box.
Well, the show, apparently people love it. I think it's in its seventh season. And it always starts with the same premise. There's some top executive wondering, gosh, I want to know what's going on in my business. There was a Popeyes episode I remember seeing not too long ago. Cheryl Batchelder is CEO there. And in the first 3 minutes, she says, you know, I really want to know the truth, but it's so hard for me to get it. I'm the CEO. Every time I show up, the dynamic changes. And so the show always starts off with, sending somebody out to find out what's really going on. We just make that a lot more scalable and repeatable. It's hard to go to hair and makeup every day to try to do that. We put a tool in the hands of teams so they can answer and tackle business issues and opportunities together. For example, just, you know, if you want to improve sales in the next quarter, well, why don't you ask your sales teams? They're with customers every day. And so many of the tools that are out there have not innovated in a long time. A lot of people, sure, it's important. We want to listen to our people. Okay, what do you do? Well, we send out a survey once a year or whatever. Well, unfortunately, it's such a low energy. I mean, big box retailers do that when you buy something for them. This is your company's best attempt to hear from you. We speed that process up so you can get more actionable data And also at the same time, when you look at employee engagement figures out there among large companies are really, really low. We turn the tables on that. We put the company in the space of listening to their employees.
Scott, let me kind of play devil's advocate here, though. Does it ever backfire that the employees get a little upset because, like, you kind of tricked me, you know, you're doing this undercover boss thing, you know, through a software program, obviously, that you developed. Because on the show, at the end, the employees are actually, you know, they have the face-to-face meeting, and typically the boss will give them, like, a little vacation or a nice little raise, or they'll give them something. So it's like, well, I don't feel that bad now. You just gave me something nice. In this case, does it ever backfire?
We've been used by several thousand employees now. Never backfired. They walk into the premise of the company wants to hear from you. We think you know best. Because at the level that they're asking these questions, they are the expert. I mean, especially in the knowledge economy. And so employees feel the number one feedback that we get is honored. I was honored the company asked. And because they're actually hearing from one another, a lot of them are discovering insight among their teammates that they never would have found or acted upon if everybody was just answering the computer.
Yeah, you're right about that. How did the idea come to you? Were you watching Undercover Boss on TV and you go, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way to do this for all these other companies that can't do the costumes and makeup every week?
No, the Undercover Boss was a late revelation, but just came out of my background, started working with two Fortune 500 companies early on. I just kept hearing the same refrain, the kind of complaint, like the suits don't listen to us and all that kind of stuff. Everything we're familiar with.
Nobody says
big.
That.
No. And interestingly, I went from corporate to ministry to another North Fulton institution, North Point Community Church, and worked there. I went there when it was small, if anybody can remember that, and helped it grow. And part of what I did was plant some of their strategic partners around the country. And I watched those organizations scale, and I kept seeing this communication issue come in. Once you get outside of a room or you get another office or whatever, are we on the same page? And I just saw a way to use the cloud to listen, not to just send out. And I had another experience in 2008 in the downturn. You know, Jeff knows pre and post from the mortgage industry. I worked for an organization that saw it was going to be a bad year, and we had about 300 employees, and that was our all-hands staff meeting. Was we've been through the budgeting process. We still feel like we need another 15% off of our operating budget. Normally, you just cut headcount. That's not what we want to do. It's not the trajectory we're on. We want to ask you, how do you help us solve this? And we were all grouped up in small groups around a table, and we'd solved it in 10 days. And I remember being in the car with the CFO a couple weeks later, and I was just like, I don't think I've ever been more honored. You know, the fact that you guys would come forward and just go like, here's where we are as a business. You're smart people. Help us figure it out. The limiting factor back in 2008 was you had to be in that room. And now with this cloud tool, you don't have to be in that room. We just say, hey, teams, take 30 minutes and discuss this, and we can get their input.
So, Scott, it's a cliche to say that leaders need to listen better. I mean, we hear that all the time, but you really create a way to help leaders listen, right? So talk a little bit about how that works and why that's important.
Well, I mean, the statistics are pretty sad around employee engagement, and 70% are estimated to be disengaged. And I don't think that leaders don't want to listen. It's just that the tools have been really bad. When I saw that figure, it kind of broke my heart, because that's 110 million people. That's what that stat translates into for the workforce. It's a bigger issue than that. They estimate it costs businesses about $500 billion a year in losses, poor customer treatment, just a myriad of things that come up because of that. But people don't flip the switch. You don't spend 8 hours disengaged at a job and then go home, flip the switch, and be an engaged parent, spouse, or citizen. I wanted to see what could be done about that. And when I looked at how companies were trying to listen, most of what I saw was surveys or really slow moving tools are very impersonal. And I thought if we could personalize that process and speed it up, we could help leaders really solve something that doesn't have to make them an expert in those things.
Well, it seems a little counterintuitive. You're using technology to help listen better, right?
Right.
So explain how that is not as counterintuitive as it may seem to some of our listeners, right?
Luckily, I had a guinea pig to start some of this work. It was a large corporate. We were doing some work in California, and I didn't have the technology at the time. I just had my process. And so if you've ever read Lean Startup, this was as lean as it could get. I had pencil and paper and was watching for behavior. And I could see how teammates were connecting with one another and hearing like that's exactly what we need to do. Or, you know, I hadn't looked at it that way. I'd like to get a coffee and talk some more about that. And they were well on their way to designing solutions. So I was looking for that human connection first. And then I designed software to make sure that I didn't cut that out. And so when people approach us, they really prioritize the conversation. I'm like, our tool facilitates a real conversation, and it can't be done without that.
We're talking with Scott Tanksley, the founder of Authenticity, and talk about the companies that you work with, the clients that you have, and how they use Authenticity. Authenticity. can I come up with maybe a little nickname for your company that I can use so I can say it's like aluminum to me or something? I don't know.
Sure.
But how are companies using your company, and what's your typical client look like?
Yeah. So we started, the companies that have scaled can benefit the most from us. But I was also watching the way the communications tool Slack has grown, and it's now a big corporate tool, but it started on Teams. And so I'm also just working with leaders who have teams that might be dispersed. But we have a large law firm. They're one of the American Law top 100. So big, I think they have about 4,000 people. And they used us for just a culture conversation. There's things going on in the industry. John, I'm sure you know about technology, how it's affecting the legal profession. They just said, we want to invite our employees into that and try to figure that out. But we want to start with our culture first, just so they feel this is not a one-way, hey, help the company. So they asked that, what's one thing you do to improve our culture? And we started with 40 at a management team meeting using our tool. And now the next iteration of that will be in their 15 offices around the country. So that's one way. And then consultants who are doing work with senior leadership, we're a capacity builder. Oftentimes the plans that come out of those rooms, they're not wrong. It's just the masses aren't on board because it's just another process that's done to them. What we do is help go out there and sort of help bring those plans along by asking the people who are going to be affected by them.
Okay, great. Well, for those that would like to find out more about Undercover Boss in a Box and find out more about your company, how can they reach out to you and how can they find out more?
Sure. Our website is authenticity.com. It's authenticity.com. And you can send us an email, just info@authenticity.com.
Great. Scott, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Scott Tanksley, the founder of
Authenticity.
Thank you, John. A big thank you to him for joining us. Also, John Herbert with Herbert Legal Group. And John, give your contact information again, your website as well.
We are at herbertlegalgroup.com. And while we're spelling, that's H-E-R-B-E-R-T.
There you go. And finally, Jeff Smith, Assurance Financial Group, your contact information and your website as well.
Absolutely. Anybody that needs a mortgage or has any questions can call 770-674-1433 or go on our website at www.lendtheway.com.
Would somebody please buy a house out there? Nobody's buying houses these days. What's going on?
I know it.
No, just kidding out there.
No, go buy a house. Yeah.
You're staying busy, no question about it. Big thank you to all our guests. And John, if we learned anything today, I learned all about happy law.
Happy law and pre-happy law. So John's now practicing happy law. He looks happy, doesn't he?
There we go. Yeah. Business going well for you as well. I mean, you every business person in Alpharetta knows you and you know them. So I take it business is going well for you as well?
Yeah, I do happy numbers, right? So I help.
See, we started something new for you. You do happy numbers.
Yeah, so I help people understand their numbers better and make more money by doing so.
All right. Well, I've enjoyed doing happy radio with you today. Let's try to do it again next Tuesday morning at 11:30.
I look forward to being happy with you, Mike.
Okay, that just got a little weird.
It did.
All right. 11:30 every Tuesday morning, you can listen to our program, North Fulton Business Radio X Live. And of course, you can listen to the podcast anytime, 24/7, by going to the website, northfultonbusinessradiox.com. Our shows are on iTunes, and they're on a bunch of other social media platforms out there. You'll have to talk to the marketing company to half of them. I don't even know the names to them, but I'm old, so I wouldn't know that kind of stuff. But we hope you enjoy the programs. If you'd like to be a guest or reach out to us, you can, the contact information is right there on NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com as well. And John, let's do it again next week.
I look forward to it.
All right. For John Ray and our producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.